plagued a potential nugget.
Just wrapping up a couple of questions, Avneesh. One thing is, you went to Harvard Business School. In your experience, what are the three things that you wish that they taught you at HBS?
Yeah,
but they didn't.
I mean, there's so many. I could have a podcast on just what all I have learned post facto.
Sure.
Now that is not a ding on HBS.
Of course.
Because for me, I owe a lot of who I am today to HBS. I call it the, you know, you go in and you go into a ringer and you come out and you're a transformed person and you can't pinpoint why. Mm. And that's what HBS did to me. But I didn't know what leadership really meant. I didn't know what strategy really meant. I don't know what execution really meant. Now, these sound like standard management 101 things that you can teach in business school, right? Mm. It's very hard to figure it out even in a case method, right? That in execution, you should be sending simple things like management practices, like what you should need to have one-on-ones. You need to have things that where, you know, circle back, align incentives, all of that stuff. It's all theory until you practice, right? Mm. So I sometimes wonder whether people who go back to these, you know, executive ed might actually be taking away more from it. So these would fall in the bucket of the three things that technically as part of business school, but actually can't really be taught. Hmm. But if you ask me, these are not the big things. This is one of those things where I say, you know, you can teach certain things and you can learn certain things. These you can actually teach and get people can learn. Then there is the people angle. Hmm. The empathy, the fact that everybody has to figure out their balance of EQ and IQ, which is a, you know, continuous journey for most of us. I don't think that can be taught, even if HBS tried. The judgment. Ultimately, life is about judgment. Success or the lack thereof can ultimately be traced back to a series of decisions that were made over a point of time or period of time. And at each one of those is a yes or a no.
Correct.
And that or a maybe, which is the worst answer. And the yes or a no is judgment.
True.
Right? How do you teach that? But you can learn it. And I think you can learn it by always pattern matching things that are happening around you and seeing what is a high correlation to success and where you are correlating. And it's very hard to explain. Therefore, I said it is, you know, something that can be learned. But I think life ultimately comes down to judgment.
It's very interesting you say this. The final piece is this podcast is titled Play to Potential. And I think just like in businesses, the two questions that they often have to answer coherently over a period of time is where to play and how to win. And even as individuals think about their life and career, often those are the two questions. Where to play is what should I do with my life? And how to win is how do I do a good job of whatever I choose to do? So in summary, Avneesh, any headline thoughts on just how people should reflect on these two questions as they
So we had discussed this in one of the earlier part of this interview, which is the passion, skill set, opportunity framework, right? I have used it myself. I have seen a lot of people using it. As it turns out, I was reading one of the Japanese books. By the way, I think one of the best ways of growing in life is to read a lot.
Ikigai is a term.
I think it's called Ikigai, right? There are four, which is meaning.
Yeah.
And I remember my Bazi parting talk was about four pillars of life. And now when, you know, you can always put it in frameworks. So I do think that where to play is at the intersection of passion, skill set, and opportunity. And just, you know, on a lighter note, if you're at passion and skill set, but no opportunity, you'll be happy, but poor. Mm. And you can go with each of these and you can come up with
some optimality too.
Yeah. So I think at the intersection is where to play.
And if I may double click on that, Avneesh, see, skill set often is visible. It's on the CV. Opportunity is often visible. It's the market. How do you decode passion? What's been your experience in figuring that out? Because I see some people.
I am going to give you a very cliched answer. I think it's the shower test. What you're pursuing. I mean, would you, and by the way, we asked this to some of our entrepreneurs. If you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing? Hmm. That's your passion. If I had all the money, by my definition, I have all the money in the world. Now, because I don't need more than this. I would be doing what I'm doing. Hmm. That's my passion, right? So to me, that is the test, right? Now, I would also probably be teaching. And therefore, there is somewhere in the back of the mind, that agenda.
Got it. Lovely, Avneesh. Thank you so much for your time and for your candor. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Deepak.
Enjoyed the chat.
What would you do with your time if you had all the money in the world? It's an interesting way of framing the problem and looking at the options in front of you. It's a similar insight that came up in my conversation with the stand-up comedian Papa CJ, who pursued an MBA from Oxford and then was a management consultant, but then chucked it to become a stand-up comedian. He talks about a similar issue where he says that if you had $1 billion in the bank, what would you do with your time? That's the key question, especially when you're at crossroads. Hope you found the conversation purposeful. I look forward to having you in one of my subsequent conversations of the Play to Potential podcast. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential or subscribe in iTunes. Bye now.